Croatia's president, Stipe Mesic, and the former Yugoslav president, Slobodan Milosevic, faced each other across the courtroom today at the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Mesic is the first head of state to testify against Milosevic at his trial for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. And today, he accused Milosevic of masterminding a plan from Belgrade to set up an ethnically pure Greater Serbia. Geraldine Coughlin reports from The Hague.
In an intense court session, Stipe Mesic recounted events that led up to the wars in Bosnia and Croatia. He accused Milosevic of staging a coup d'etat against the Yugoslav federal presidency when the federation began to fall apart in 1991. Speaking through an interpreter, he said Milosevic set up a supreme army command made up of ethnic Serbs. Mesic called this command an illegal institution that violated the Yugoslav constitution, which was still in force. The prosecutor, Jeffrey Nice, read out a statement that Mesic had written back in 1991 when he was chairman of the rotating federal presidency in Yugoslavia.
The Serbian regime of Slobodan Milosevic has torn down the Yugoslav federation, and the flames of war that have already been started by the last Bolshevik bastion, Slobodan Milosevic's Serbia, will be spread to the wider European area.
In his 1991 statement, Mesic said Milosevic encouraged the army to provoke conflict with the intention of shifting borders in the region. He also claimed Milosevic tricked the Serbs in Croatia into thinking they'd be part of a greater Serbia. In fact, Mesic claimed the Croatian Serbs were the least of Milosevic's priorities, while he plotted with the late Croatian president Franjo Tudjman to carve up Bosnia-Herzegovina into separate ethnic entities. Mesic said it wasn't until a US resolution after the 1991 siege of Dubrovnik that the world began to realize what was happening. Stipe Mesic's testimony was powerful. He avoided looking Milosevic in the eye, but Milosevic glared at him as he sat in the dock. The sparks are expected to fly when he cross-examines the Croatian president on Wednesday. Milosevic is acting as his own defense lawyer in this court, whose jurisdiction he refuses to recognize. He's likely to repeat his argument that he was a peacemaker and the Serbs were also victims of war crimes in the Balkans. For NPR News, I'm Geraldine Coughlin at The Hague.